glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, August 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and we spend some more time with my dear daughter, Rebecca. I'm not going to call her my favorite daughter because she's one of three, but she is my favorite middle daughter. And so we love to spend time together and share just some of the insights that the Lord is moving and shaking in our hearts and in our minds. Welcome, Rebecca, to Mark and Friends.
Thanks for having me.
Our topic today is forgiveness. And I think that's a good one. And maybe not so much the forgiving of other people, but what about the need to forgive ourselves?
It's so good.
And a verse I'm thinking of is Colossians 3:13. Now listen to this. It says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Let's go back and break that up, Rebecca. It says, bear with each other. Mm. And also another version says, make allowance for each other's faults. So here we are when we see someone, we are to give them grace, bear with them, make allowance. Mm. Okay, what if we see our own faults? Mm. Shouldn't we be bearing with ourselves? Just as much as we bear with one another, shouldn't we be kind and gracious towards ourselves, understanding ourselves? But we don't. We're so harsh with ourselves, and our self-talk is so degrading and negative. And then it says, forgive one another. What about forgiving ourselves? It says, if any of you has a grievance against someone, we carry grievances against ourselves. So just thinking about our treatment of ourselves when we fall, when we walk according to the flesh, when we fail ourselves.
Yeah.
And then the reason why? Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Yeah.
We are forgiven people.
Yeah.
So if we're going to be forgiving other people the way Jesus forgave us, we can forgive ourselves the same way Jesus forgave us.
Amen. What are some areas you feel like are very common that we don't forgive ourselves in?
I mean, making choices that cannot be undone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of course, abortion. That's a huge one. So many women are walking around with just ache in their heart because they really are holding themselves still guilty for that. And they are forgiven.
Yeah.
Maybe people walking out of a relationship and abandoning others and not being able to go back in and fix it. I think it's anything that we chose in the moment and we can't go back and fix. It just feels like that's unforgivable, but it's not. We can forgive ourselves because God forgives us. So I feel like once we start seeing ourselves the way God sees us, I think we're going to be able to embrace that.
Yeah, I think so often, I think it boils down to, do we believe it though?
Yeah.
Because we hear it, right? And I think a lot of times it sounds Sunday school, quote unquote. And that's the moments where you're like, well, I want to tell you that Christ is the answer, but it's going to sound Sunday school. But this is, let's go back. Let's go back to the basics. Go back to Sunday school. Do we believe that God can forgive us from those sins? Like, there are sins that we feel, or things that we do, our actions that we feel, truthfully, that God cannot forgive us for. Thus, we hold on to that in our own hearts. And we blame ourselves. And we say, His grace is not sufficient for this. But we don't take time to put it in those words, right? Because if you really put it into those words, you would say, Christian, do you believe that God is sovereign and that when he forgave you for this specific thing? They would have to sit with that and say, wow, right now I don't believe that. And it's wrong for me not to believe that because there's so much scripture that says, you know, once saved, always saved. Like, he died on the cross for your sins, the ones that you've committed, the ones that you are going to commit. So if you really boil it down, I think it has to do with, do we believe that what he did on the cross once and for all was enough for everything that we did?
That's good. That is it.
a lot of people hold on to a lot of guilt for what happened when they were children. And I just want to say, like, some of that too is it was not in your power. There are some things that happened to us that was not in our power. We live in a sinful, fallen world, and we are saved from the consequence of sin, but we are not saved from the effects of sin. And we will be affected by sin, by the sin of others, by the sin of our family, by the sin of our friends, by the sin of our coworkers, by the sin of our nation, by the sin of our world. Like, we will be affected by that. And I think sometimes we take that on ourselves because we say, oh, but we had the power to change it. Oh, but we have the free will to do things. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you are affected by sin. And I think sometimes we hold on to that too, too often.
Yeah. I think of all of nature. They fell just along with Adam and Eve. Those animals did not choose to eat from that tree. That choice was made for them. And I think the same thing with parents. Mm. We were born into the family we were born into, and some choices that our parents made had a lifelong effect upon us.
Oh, amen. And, oh, yes, amen. And this idea, I was listening to a podcast recently, and this guy said, he said, you need to stop saying my parents did as good as they could, which is funny because that just sounds wrong to say. He said, you need to say your parents were sinners and your parents were not perfect and that's okay. In the sense of, like, sin is not okay, right? Mm-hmm. But they're sinners and you need to see them as such. They are imperfect people. They were never going to be perfect. They were never going to raise you perfectly. So it's letting go of that expectation on them too, which I think is very powerful. And that, I think, goes into forgiveness, obviously, of others hugely. But forgiveness of self, it's, especially when you were being raised, when you're a kid, you're learning, you're developing, you're growing. And there's so much of your childhood that you were just learning from. So forgiving yourself for not being the perfect kid, just as you need to forgive your parents for not being the perfect parent.
Yeah. And I think forgive ourselves for what we didn't know at the moment and just say, I was a 5-year-old and I believed the people around me and I had a 5-year-old brain and I made choices based, or a teenager, you know, when everyone around you was just diving into dissipation. You dove in with them. It was a moment in time. You made choices. The mirror effect was in play, and, you know, and we get caught up in that. Yeah, I think forgiving ourselves is a really important thing to do as believers. Yeah. I came across Ephesians 4:32. It says, be kind and tenderhearted to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So I'm to be kind and tenderhearted to one another. Am I to be kind and tenderhearted to myself? Yeah. And I'm to forgive myself just as Christ forgave me. I can walk around not beating up Donna for events that happened or events that didn't happen. Maybe I should have made happen. No, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven right here in this moment. And I'm thinking, dear listener, if you're carrying around that burden, you don't have to. It's all forgiven. No, it might take some time for the emotions to come in line with the truth of God's word. Word is, we are forgiven in Christ Jesus. Don't you want to live a free life? Wouldn't you love to wake up tomorrow? And when that thought comes into your head, you can say, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. Mm. And that's the way we take every thought captive. By the word of God.
And the word of God spoken through his people too. Like, I want to encourage, like, it's being around people who speak truth over you, because it's amazing what Satan can do when it's just you and him. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit's in you. He is with you and he will protect you, but you got to lean into him. And I would say having people who speak truth over you is literally unmatched. And God gave us that as a gift, that we get to have brothers and sisters in Christ who, when you and your mind are going off the deep end, can pull you back in and remind you of the forgiveness that God has given you. And there is a power in the spoken word of Scripture over you. The Holy Spirit in them speaking through another person's voice. And, like, you can do so much Scripture reading and really seeking Scripture and what Christ wants to tell you through his Holy Spirit But I want to encourage, go to someone, ask someone to be showing you what God is saying about you, about forgiveness, about forgiving yourself. There's just power, I think, in friendship and brothers and sisters in Christ speaking that truth over you and hearing another voice and hearing the voice of God, but through a brother and sister in Christ. And Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. So it goes back to, why do we have that? Because of his grace. Yeah. It wasn't what we did or even deserved, but he gave that to us. The redemption, and forgiveness, but it's only through his grace. It's not through what we have done. I think a lot of times too, when it comes to forgiving ourselves, we're looking at our actions. We're not looking at Christ's actions.
That's,
you know,
real.
What I mean?
Yeah, that is.
We're looking at, no, but what I did was big. And God's like, it wasn't big enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what is it that we can do that's too big for his redeeming grace?
And it wasn't bigger than the blood, that's for sure.
Amen. Ooh, make it into a t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. No sin is bigger than the blood.
Amen. Amen.
And the nice thing is, too, Rebecca, okay, so we're talking here about forgiving ourselves.
Mm.
And they're like, well, you know, then I'll be off the hook. And no, the best part is with grace, you've got the Holy Spirit and
Amen.
You don't want to sin. And
Amen.
That's the best part. This isn't a license to sin at all. It's a license not to sin.
Amen.
So when we receive the forgiveness of the Lord, it's just resting in him. It's trusting in him and it's releasing the Holy Spirit in our
Amen.
Life. I mean, who doesn't want the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, the faithfulness and self-control? Who does not want that leaking out of their life? Well, the way that happens is we say, thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and thank you for placing the Holy Spirit in my heart. And we can
Amen.
Begin to enjoy it.
And Romans 6:1, what then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may increase? Certainly not. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer?
We can't.
Amen.
We can't.
No.
It doesn't fit for believers. It's not
fitting. Fulfilling.
Doesn't fulfill.
Well, the thing is, we can. Like, we can choose to sin, but it's going to really hurt. And it's going to continue really hurting because it's not who we are anymore.
Yeah.
We are not a slave to sin. We are a slave to Christ. And our identity is lost in him and a slave to him. And it will never, I mean, sinning never satisfies in general, even if you're a slave to sin, slave to, you know, the devil. But it will never feel right. It will never fit us. It will never fulfill us. So we are free to sin, but it will never satisfy.
Yeah. Kind of pigging back off our last conversation about disappointment, I found myself maybe rehearsing some relationships that didn't pan out. I felt like people, you know, didn't come through for me. Actually, some actually talked, you know, naughty behind my back that mm-hmm. I found out about. But I had to just sit with myself and say, I'm going to forgive myself for ever believing that they could ever meet my relational needs. I just let myself off the hook for feeling bad. I let them off the hook that they could not come through for me. I'm just learning how to do that. I mean, and it's a process. It's a work right now is to forgive myself for expecting other people to meet my needs. It just wasn't fair of me to believe that they were going to come through for me. It wasn't fair of them for me not to have seen that was so not on their bingo card. They had on their mind was encouraging and building me up and, you know, and helping me grow in the Lord. That's not their agenda at all. I had to just let that go.
I think it's hard because I think in who we want to live as Christians and as followers of Christ, we have this beautiful, idealistic, like garden sense of relationships, right?
Yeah.
Like a father who is there and caring and nurturing, and a mother who's there and caring and nurturing, and a friend who is closer than a brother. And so we have this idea when we have these relationships of what it could be and ultimately should be, right? Like that is like what, like that is the idealistic, but yeah, forgiving, I think forgiving and not being like, oh, I shouldn't have gotten in with them. I shouldn't have, you know, hung out with them or thought that of them. No, it's okay. It's okay to have wanted a father to have given you what a fatherly character should give, and a mother who gives you what a motherly character should give, and a friend who gives you what a friend should give, and a sister and a brother. It's okay that that is the desire of your heart and that you wanted that. And forgiving yourself, I think, in that sense, too, like not like beating yourself up for even desiring that in the first place and being like, why didn't I see that? Why didn't I see that they weren't going to give that to me? That's OK. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to desire those things. And then, yeah, forgiving that person and saying, you know what? You chose to fall in this area. And because of sin, you were not able to meet that idealistic, really good version of what God could and desires for us, and be able to forgive them for that. Yeah. And say, you know what? We missed out. We missed out on something. We missed out on a really cool opportunity to glorify God in this. But he can still be glorified. But maybe it's going to look like putting up some boundaries. And that's, I think, where forgiveness leads us to.
It really does. That's a healthy response. And I've always come to the conclusion, maybe 20 years ago, this came into my head, all of those disappointments was doing nothing but carving out a space in my heart where only Christ could fill.
Wow.
So to see that in light of, God, you used that to show me that humans are not you and that I can never find my satisfaction in them. But place in my heart can only be filled with you. They can't crawl into my heart. Only you can, God. So it kind of motivated me to once again, like you say, lean into him. You're it, God. You're the only one I have. Only you have the words of life. That's what the apostles said whenever Jesus said, are you going to leave me too? After he had fed the 5,000. And Peter said, no, where can we go?
And it's only through, I think, leaning into that, that we can even love those people too. Because I think sometimes I'm definitely an all or nothing person. So I'm either like, hey, you're either my best friend or I never want to see you again. But that's not the right response. Because when they were mocking and scorning and persecuting Christ, he loved them.
Yeah.
Because he was going to forgive them for their sins. Like he was going to make a way to have a relationship with them, which is just baffling. And it baffles my brain. And it's because I have a Rebecca brain that is just becoming more and more like Christ, but it's not there yet. And it's only through Christ's love and forgiveness that we're even able to look at those people and be able to love them like Christ, and not to just say, okay, I'm out then. You know, if you're going to hurt me, you know, I'm done with people. I just don't want them anymore. Cause I think we can tend to do that. Right. And we can tend to just cancel people because you know what, you're one and done, or even, you know, you hurt me for the 100th time, I'm done. You know, and there's boundaries that are healthy, that even Jesus put up boundaries when it comes to who he was going to spend his close time with, but he loved all.
And prayer, I feel like that's the key in this whole thing, is to be talking to God about the disappointment, to be talking with God about your own forgiveness and how he has forgiven you, and just be talking to him about forgiving other people, releasing them from the debt that they owe. They owed us. They owed us something. They owed us a healthy and happy parenting situation, maybe friends we feel owed us to be faithful to us, to not to go back behind our back. We spousal situations, we said some commitments and they did owe us fidelity, and then things happened. So, but it's releasing them from the debt they owe us, because we have been released from the debt we owed God.
And then turn that back around on yourself too. Like, you are not perfect. You will never be perfect. And I think we have so much pressure on ourselves to do everything the right way and the perfect way. And it's literally because God knew we couldn't that he sent his only son to die for us. And being able to forgive ourselves is saying, okay, God, I can't do it all. I can't be perfect. Mm-hmm. You never called me to be perfect. You only asked me to lay down my life and to believe in your power, not my own. And it's a beautiful place to be able to forgive yourself, because it's such a place of humility and leaning on Christ's power, not our own.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, that's a great thought, my friend, to finish off this edition of Mark and Friends. Just thinking about releasing ourselves from the debt that we think we owe ourselves. So hoping something you heard today just released you just to be that loved daughter and son of the living God, and to move forward with just a renewed hope that Amen. It can happen because we are forgiven and we have the Spirit. Well, dearest, we will talk again and, keep walking with the Lord and listening
Praise
to Him.
God. Praise God. Thanks for having me on.
All right, sweetie.
See me now. I wish I could show you how I'm not who I was. I used to be mad at you, a little on the hurt side too, but I'm not who I was. I found my way around to forgiving you some time ago, but I never got to tell you. In a photograph, I saw me and I had to laugh. You know I'm not who I was. You were there, you were right above me, and I wonder if you ever loved me just for who I was. When the pain came back again like a bitter friend, it was all that I could do to keep myself from blaming you. Thinking it's a funny thing, I figured out I can sing. Now I'm not who I was. I write about love and such, because I wanted so much. I'm not who I was. I was thinking maybe I should let you know that I am not the same, but I never did forget your name. Hello. Most amazing, an amazing grace is the chance to give it out. Maybe that's what love is all.
Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media. Have a great day.
I wish you could see me now. I wish I could show you how I'm not who I was.